Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently.
Still my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now misty shall be bright at last.
Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwells below.
Still my soul, though dearest friends may part, and all is darkened in the veil of tears, then shalt thou better know his love, his heart, who comes to soothe thy sorrows and thy fears. Be still, my soul, thy Jesus can repay from his own fullness all he takes away.
be still my soul.
Found him in the garden of Gethsemane. They led him to a cross which he took willingly. For our salvation he laid his life down, and his precious blood fell like tears to the ground.
Great is the mercy, great is the love, great are my many sins, but for the blood I'd still be drowning in death's bitter flood, hopelessly perishing but for the blood.
I tried to buy mercy with all my goods. I tried to earn grace, but there's no way I could.
If I gained the whole world, I'd still be lost without the blood Jesus shed on the cross. Great is the mercy, great is the love, great are my many sins, but for the blood I'd still be drowning in death's bitter flood, hopelessly perishing but for the blood.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb?
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Great is the mercy, great is the love, great are my many sins, but for the blood I'd still be drowning in death's bitter flood, hopelessly perishing but for the blood. I'd still be drowning in death's bitter flood, hopelessly perishing but for the blood.
Bitterest agony to rest.
listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
When I can read my title clear to mansions in the skies, I'll bid farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eyes, and wipe my weeping eyes, and wipe my weeping eyes. I'll bid farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eyes. Should earth against my soul engage and fiery darts be hurled, then I can smile at Satan's rage and face a frowning world, and face a frowning world, and face a frowning world. Then I can smile at Satan's rage and face a frowning world. Let cares like a wild deluge come and storms of sorrow fall. May I but safely reach my home, my God, my heaven, my all. My God, my heaven, my all. My God, my heaven, my all. May I but safely reach my home, my God, my heaven, my all. There shall I bathe my weary soul in seas of heavenly rest, and not a wave of trouble roll across my peaceful breast, across my peaceful breast, across my peaceful breast. And not a wave of trouble roll across my peaceful breast.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the joy I feel, the bliss I share, of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station there and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting souls to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet.
omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord. Victorious warrior, commanding King of kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time, the only time I ever saw him run
was when he ran to me, took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again," lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes, with forgiveness in his voice, he said, "Son, do you know I still love you?"
He caught me by surprise when God ran. After I'd left home, I knew I'd broken his heart. I wondered then if things would ever be the same, but one night I remembered his love for me, and down that dusty road ahead I could see, it's the only time, the only time I ever saw him.
Said, "My son's come home again," lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes, with forgiveness in his voice, he said, "Son, do you know I still love you?"
He caught me by surprise, and he brought me to my knees, when God ran. I saw him run to me.
was gone, I was sad and alone. Was there no one to care? Then God in love reached down. I was lost, now I'm found. Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Life's now.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled A Clear Sign. Luke chapter 12, verse 30 to 31 says, "For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you." Shortly after we had moved to our new home, which had a pool, for some reason or another, perhaps it was because it lacked chemicals or poor care, the water began to turn green and became seemingly so dense and dark that we could not even see the bottom of the pool. My husband did put the needed chemicals in and waited for several days, but there was no change. Before this, I had become concerned that perhaps we had not made the right decision to move to Florida. And at this time, I was again looking to God for guidance and direction. That night, before going to bed, my prayer was, "Lord, if it is your will for us to be here, and if you will bless our move and provide the basic necessities of life, jobs, and whatever our needs are, please fix whatever is wrong with this pool. When I get up in the morning, May the water in the pool be so clear that I can see the bottom. The next morning, when I went out to look at the pool, the water was crystal clear. I found out later that the chemicals that were put into the pool would have had the same effect, but it normally takes quite a few days for this process to take place. God did this overnight and reassured me of His love and blessings. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 483. He who would build up a strong, symmetrical character, he who would be a well-balanced Christian, must give all and do all for Christ. For the Redeemer will not accept divided service. Daily he must learn the meaning of self-surrender. He must study the Word of God, learning its meaning and obeying its precepts. Thus he may reach the standard of Christian excellence. Day by day, God works with him, perfecting the character that is to stand in the time of final test. And day by day, the believer is working out before men and angels a sublime experiment, showing what the gospel can do for fallen human beings. A clear sign was written by Myrtle DeCarmo of Plantation, Florida.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 92 was written as a special song for the Sabbath day and has as its theme praising God for His love and faithfulness. It is a worthy thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your divine love when I awake, and your faithfulness when I go to my bed, on an instrument of 10 strings, the lyre and the harp, in sounds of musical harmony. For what you have done, Lord, has made me rejoice. I will raise my voice in a song of thanks. How magnificent are the things you have done! Your thoughts are omniscient. A simpleton does not know about the works of God, nor can a foolish man understand his ways. When the wicked sprout like a blade of grass, and when evil men seem to prosper, it is that they may go to the grave for eternity. But you, O Lord, are higher than the heavens. Look upon your enemies, Lord, for soon they will be gone, and all who do works of evil will disappear. But you have strengthened me like a wild ox. I have been anointed again with your oil. I have seen my enemies defeated. I have seen the fate of those who have opposed me. The righteous, though, shall be like a luxuriant palm tree. They shall grow straight and tall like a cedar in Lebanon. Those whose lives are bound up in God shall prosper in His divine presence. Even when they are old, they shall be fruitful. They shall be full of sap and shall flourish all their days, declaring that the Lord is our righteous God. He is my rock, and sin cannot exist in His presence.